Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back in. It is a Fan After Dark on a Monday night. Your Texas Rangers are off this evening. They have a three-city road trip that they, I'm sure they've probably already left. Maybe they haven't. I don't know. I'm not a part of the travel team, nor am I part of Texas Rangers logistics. So ain't no telling.
What kind of plane do you think they take? Boeing 767.
I mean, it's probably a Boeing because those are the majority of planes that are in the.
How about they're driving?
Service. Yeah, taking a bus.
No, I mean, some of the players should take a bus.
I'm sure they've got. Now we need everybody. We need everybody on the same. You can't have this. You know.
Yeah, have a
hierarchy of, oh, somebody gets to do this. If that's the case, then guess what? Your pitchers are flying and everybody hitting is taking a bus. If we're going to go that route.
Everybody hitting is taking a camp.
Yeah, seriously. You guys get to take an Uber to the next place we're going to and not an Uber Black. All right, let's jump out of the D&M Leasing Hotline. Welcome to the program. Friend of the show. My man's been battling a bad voice in the sense that maybe it's allergies. We don't know, but whatever it is, it's back to 100%. From Blogging the Boys and the Press Coverage Newsletter, let's welcome to the program Brandon Laurie. Brandon, happy Monday to you. Happy OTAs in the books last week. Did you learn anything new about these Dallas Cowboys last week?
A little bit. I think the one thing I actually learned tonight is I didn't know gas prices were so outrageous in Texas. I mean, listen, guys, we're family here. If you need help here, there's always Venmo. There's always alternative ways. But I will say that I learned a little bit more about the Cowboys after OTAs. And listen, they're still going to be kind of going into this week a little bit. I think the media is going to be able to see some practice, not tomorrow, but the day after. Or maybe tomorrow, I think it is. But we got to learn a little bit more. And it's still early. There's still a lot of things that need to be worked out. But I think the hype right now is just about this idea of culture. And certainly Brian Schottenheimer is building something special, seemingly, behind closed doors. We heard a lot about culture through Shotty, but also, too, not only the players, but now it's coming out. The former players are very excited about that. I know Michael Irvin spoke about that glowingly, and we could always get into that. But I just think right now it's the emphasis of culture. You kind of build up the foundation, and then you can really start hit the ground running once we get into minicamp and then eventually training camp.
All right, I'm going to challenge you a little bit, Brandon, since we haven't had you on and we won't be on the air for a couple of days. Give me two or three winners and two or three losers so far of what you've seen from these voluntary OTAs. I know this is a time where there's not much losing going on from the players because they're not in pads, but whether it be because of their hurt, contract, whatever it may be, depth chart, kind of what are the guys that have stunned out that have taken the biggest advantage or that you've seen from OTAs and some of the guys that maybe are not in the best spot as they were maybe a year ago?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sure, yeah. I'll say winners for right now, definitely Brian Schottenheimer's at the top of the list. Okay. I think, like I just mentioned, I think right now a lot of people are getting excited. We know it is hope season. It's this constant wheel that we're stuck in sort of as Cowboys fans or watchers of the Dallas Cowboys. But right now it's hope season, and Brian Schottenheimer is certainly winning over not only a lot of people in the media, but also a lot of fans too. We'll see if that translates to wins. I think it does. But, you know, we still have to see that develop as we get closer to Oxnard and training camp. But from a player standpoint, I think Javonte Williams, Miles Sanders, these are two veteran running backs that, listen, there's an open competition right now. We'll see what we get from Jaden Blue, but history will show you that a lot of coaches around this league don't want to trust rookies very early on in the process. They're still learning a lot of things. We know that the idea of being a third down back in the NFL means you have to be a great pass protector. Sometimes that takes sort of a learning curve, so we'll see if Jaden Blue can develop into that. But we know Javonte Williams kind of is feeling himself again after just coming off of really some gruesome injuries in the past with Denver. So I think there's a lot of hype around him. And then Miles Sanders, too, is sort of, I think, the dark horse in the race where maybe you do have the running back room looking like Javonte Williams, Miles Sanders, Jaden Blue, and Hunter Lipke. And that means that someone like a Deuce Vaughn, as you can kind of put in a sort of, I won't say loser category, but maybe a hot water category where, listen, like it might be make or break season for Deuce Vaughn, given that the veteran guys they brought in, they drafted a rookie running back. He might be on the outside looking in right now. I will say, too, that you know, Brevin Spanford is getting some hype right now, too, as maybe a potential tight end, too. That means Luke Schoonmaker has to step up. Maybe John Stevens can kind of come back to what we saw from years ago before the ACL injury. So I would say maybe Luke Schoonmaker is on sort of this warning signal right now. But outside of that, it's just you really can't learn a lot. I think George Pickens is a winner just simply because it's a new environment for him. He's seemingly getting along really well with the players, and also too with CeeDee Lamb kind of leading the way for him. And then let's say, you know, another winner is just activity in the locker room. You know, ping pong tables are back. You know, football seems to be fun again around Dallas. So I'll put just overall culture too as a win too.
Love that, Brandon. You listen to Brandon Loria blogging the boys. Talk to me about this defensive back room. There's been a lot of chatter about it on social media. Deron Bland playing in the nickel, Kyir Elam impressing where most people thought maybe he wouldn't. Now it is training camp, but I think he's doing a lot better than people expected. Kind of talk to me what that room has looked like when you're out there and kind of what you expect it to look like in week one.
Yeah, I know you guys mentioned earlier, and I know Todd was on, I believe, last week talking about sort of what position or side of the ball is most concerning. And I do agree with what he said, you know, that it is the defensive side. I just think right now there's a lot of moving parts in that secondary, not necessarily on the safety end. I mean, you have a lot of veterans that are in that room with Malik Hooker and Donovan Wilson. Donovan Wilson's been with the rehab group to start, so that means it opens up more opportunities for players like Marquise Bell, Wanya Thomas, but they've been here. You know, they've been here for the last few years, so they have experience in that side. But I will say from the cornerback spot, really the only sure thing right now is just Deron Bland. But even for him, you don't really know where he's playing. I know we talked about the last time I was on that I might feel like Deron Bland is the team's best slot corner, which means that right now you have players like Andrew Booth and Kyir Elam being on the outside. I don't think that that really inspires a lot of confidence, especially for fans right now in the early OTAs. So, I mean, you maybe see a veteran guy come into the room if they feel like that there's a little sort of unsettling heading into training camp. Could Stephon Gilmore be another guy that comes back? We know he was in the building a few, probably about a month ago or so, and it's seemingly not for football-related, but you never know. Could be checking up on, see how he's doing. He's certainly a guy that knows the team very well, and he's certainly still available. So I think he could bring some stability to that side of the ball. I think if Mukwamu could get a shot at slot corner, I'd be happy to see him kind of carry what we saw, you know, in that one glimpse of what it was against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in that playoff spot. I thought he did really well in that game and then kind of disappeared. It could have been maybe with the coaching staff last year under Mike Zimmer. So it'll be cool to see if he gets sort of a fresh look this year. So there's some moving parts. Savone Rebel, I know, is progressing pretty well. I know Deron Bland and Kyer Elam were practicing together sort of off on the side with Elite Performance Training in Texas on Saturday. So they're training together. So seemingly if they're both going to be spending a lot of time together, it's good to see them working together outside of the Cowboys facility. So I am concerned about it. I think we just kind of have to see how it slow plays and then how we go into training camp.
Brandon Laurie, blogging the boys, joining us here talking all things Dallas Cowboys. Now, a name that has sort of been kind of lost in the mix, and you kind of wonder where he's at, especially with the additions of Ezeraku, Dante Fowler. We expect Marshawn Nealon to take a step forward in year two. What's the deal with Sam Williams?
I think Sam Williams, again, it's another guy that just by nature of where the Cowboys have drafted over the last few years, and unfortunately with his injury, you're right, he's sort of become this forgotten guy, but I thought before the injury he was going to be taking a huge step forward last year, even without Dan Quinn, who was sort of his guy at defensive coordinator. I thought that he was primed. I mean, you know, we saw a lot of flashes. I go back to maybe the Cowboys beatdown against the Minnesota Vikings a few years ago where he was getting a lot more snaps in the fourth quarter, and he's shown that he's grown a lot as a run defender. It's just, you know, a lot of those penalties that you see, unsportsmanlike penalties, offsides, you know, false starts, a lot of things where you're seeing just, for him, he needs to clean that up. I think he's matured a lot. I think, you know, from what we've seen on social media, he's a guy that's sort of been a lot more reflective since the injury, and he kind of feels like he enjoys football again. He missed it certainly with not being on the field. So I have high hopes for him. I think it would be great, especially too. I mean, we've seen a lot of players perform well in their contract years, and he's certainly a player that's going to be looking to make a lot of money after this year, whether it's with the Cowboys or elsewhere. So I think he has a lot to prove. And again, there's this huge pressure on his shoulders to be the guy right away. They want to slow play it, make sure that he's 100% healthy. And then you get back to sort of this arsenal of pass rushers that, you know, the Cowboys proved to be successful with a few years ago with Dan Quinn. You know, you have Dante Fowler back in the mix. You mentioned Marshawn Nealon. You know, they have guys now that can rush the passer in a variety of ways and kind of deploy them all over the field, which then opens up for Micah Parsons to be moved all over as a chess piece. So I think that it's certainly exciting to see what he can be post-injury. I think, again, he's sort of in that Luke Schoonmaker type, the guy that just has to prove something. Maybe it ends up being a player that they trade for somebody else. I mean, who knows? They have a plethora of talent at that position. Again, when a guy's in a contract year, sometimes it can be a little expendable. But I'm hopeful for Sam Williams. I hope he turns the corner this year for sure.
Brandon, June 1 has passed. We're on, what are we, on June 2 now here on Monday. June 1 cuts, June 1 trades, all that stuff is either designated or about to happen or hasn't happened. Do you think the Cowboys play any part of this June 1 deadline, if you will?
Yeah, we'll see. I think, you know, I was asked this question, I believe, a while back, whether it was on social media or through you guys, about, you know, where the state of the roster is and if they need to add any more to what they have. And I think the Cowboys did really well this offseason as far as answering a lot of questions or filling a lot of needs and holes at the positions going into the draft. Like, they addressed wide receiver 2 by going to get George Pickens, they added some depth at cornerback, they added some help at defensive tackle. But whether or not these questions are answered, you know, now versus training camp, who knows? I think, I won't say a specific player, but I do think that defensive tackle to me is a position along with corner that if you can add a few extra bodies there, I think that would be great. And not just young guys, but like veteran guys to lead that room. I think you still don't know really what you have with Mozzie Smith. And I think that you're kind of relying on some seventh round guys in Jay Toia and then also Akeem Bisoute, you know, kind of to step up this year. But you just, seventh round picks, you never know. It's sort of a roll of the dice. Justin Rogers, I know they brought back last year, and he was a guy that was cut from the team for the final 53 and then made his way back onto the roster. But outside of Osa, I think that there's just a lot of, you know, what if for the defensive tackle position. So if a guy gets cut that's a veteran guy, maybe a cap casualty, I would like to see them address that position specifically. Corner would be great. I know Jalen Ramsey was a name that Jeremy Fowler threw out. I don't think, from what Brian Broaddus has said and a bunch of other insiders for the Cowboys, it seems like that's not really an area that they're sort of looking in right now. Things can change and are fluid in the NFL, but I don't think that's really a logical landing spot for Jalen Ramsey right now in Dallas. But outside of that, I just really circled defensive tackle as sort of a glaring need for them, that they can add a veteran guy, and it makes me feel a lot comfortable heading into camp.
30 seconds or less, does Brandon Aubrey put the screws down on Jerry and ask for a pay raise, as some woebegone websites have speculated?
I don't know if it's Brandon Aubrey, but I know that he's with Todd France, and we know Todd France of Athletes First. He can really hold it down for the Cowboys as far as holding out for a contract. Aubrey doesn't seem like that guy, but I think, again, it's like what happened with Zach Martin, you know, a few years ago. It's like, listen, I'm just going to let my agent do the work. If I hold out, you know, it's just because it's what my agent is telling me to do. I don't know if Aubrey's necessarily going to do that, but he's, I think, very well deserving of to be, you know, a highest paid kicker in the NFL type contract. He's performed excellent over the last few years with the Cowboys. He's by far now the best kicker in the NFL. So I think that it won't necessarily be Aubrey. I think it's going to be more of like the Todd France side of things and Athletes First.
Tell the folks at home, if they don't know already, where they can find your newsletter as well as you on X.
Yeah, it's presscoverage.football. And then also on X, it's at Brandon is Right, WRITE. I will say it is the slow period for us journalists right now. We're really just kind of scraping the bottom of the barrel for some content. But I got a couple ideas coming down the pike. I will say the one thing I've been a little bit more this week is reflective of what the 2024 season was like for Dallas. And I kind of was keeping a rolling list of things that happened. I mean, bootgate for Dak Prescott on July 4th. I think everybody remembers that. And there's just a lot of things that happened last year that I kind of want to go through and dissect. So it might be a list of about maybe 50 or 60 things. Who knows where it ends up, but that could be something that to look forward to, especially on the press coverage newsletter side of things.
BL, we love to hear it. We love catching up with you. Obviously, we're all over the place with the Rangers schedule right now, but we'll do this again real soon as we get closer to football being real again.
Appreciate it, guys. And be careful of those gas prices.
Boy.
I'm a friend if you need some help.
Boy, I'll tell you what. I'll have Blake give you his information. As always, Brandon Lowry, Blogging the Boys. Great stuff from him, as always. All right, coming up next, let's talk a little basketball. We're going to switch gears a little bit. We're going to talk a little Dallas Mavericks. Plus, is there a superstar on the move? We know he's going to be. If Dallas isn't one of the teams, who else might be interested? Lots to get to. Let's talk some basketball. Let's talk some Mavs next. Don't go anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.